Then we had the artist development, which my sisters set up because they were models and they wanted the people to look good. And so they brought in this woman, Maxine Powell, and she set up this finishing school for them, which had been unheard of. We had a guy from the Apollo, Charlie Atkins, who came in to be the choreographer. And we had other people, Maurice King, that was at the Flame Show Bar when I saw Jackie Wilson. He came in to do the music harmony and stuff with the Temptations and all these people. And we just had this family of people coming in, all purposeful and all a part of this. So I had a relationship with every artist, every producer, every writer, you know, I knew them and I talked to them and I would critique their songs. True enough, you know, we made hits. I mean, they felt like they were coming into a magical place. And it did turn out to be magical. People would come to me to audition for me or to sing for me or something. The voice was one factor, the quality of the voice, their showmanship and all that. But really who they were as people was much more important to me. And there were many people that had phenomenal voices and were great singers, but they weren't right for Motown. They weren't right for our family, you know. And so those people that came in that were right for the family, you know, who maybe had great voices but weren't polished or weren't this or weren't that, you know, we knew that we would win. We would win, and we did.